All right, you're listening to Free Radio Olympia on 98.5 FM. I'm with Gary, who is with the Sacramento Prisoner Support. Can you hear me, Gary?
Yeah.
Okay, can you tell us what's going on in Sacramento?
Well, on January 13th, there were three people arrested in Auburn, California, which is in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada. It's about an hour outside of Sacramento. And they were recently indicted with one count of conspiracy to destroy property by explosives or fire. They have been accused by the government of being an EOS cell planning to blow up a whole variety of things that the government keeps changing and keeps coming out with new things. And right now, one of them has been granted bail. Two of them have been denied bail there in the Sacramento County Jail. And they've all pleaded not guilty and are denying the charges against them. The government has what they call a confidential source, so a paid informant that they say has been traveling with them for the last 6 months, recording everything they do and reporting it to the FBI. And this informant, who's been paid $75,000 over the last 2 years plus expenses, is alleging that these three, Eric McDavid, Lauren Wiener, and Zachary Jensen, were an ELF cell that were conspiring to blow up various things in the Sacramento area.
So let me get this right. This is like thought crime. This no action actually ever got taken.
Yeah, the funny thing about it being thought crime is in the original criminal complaint against them, what they talk a lot about is lifestyle stuff, things like hitchhiking, going to gatherings, train hopping, and also about the stuff they read. And ironically, one of the things that they mention in this thought crime criminal complaint is that they read crime things. And I think that that was something the government put in there without any hint of irony at all. So yeah, that is what they're alleging. They're alleging not that they committed any crime, not that anyone was harmed, not that anything was damaged, or that they even had explosives, but that they're alleging that they had been talking about it to this woman who is paid to talk about it with them.
Can you talk more about this woman and other people's interactions with her?
Well, according to the legal documents, she, as I said, she's been paid $75,000 over the last 2 years. They claim that she's been involved in 12 separate so-called anarchist cases. And the $75,000 is plus expenses, so plus, you know, whatever she's living on, they're paying for. And in it, they indicate all these different gatherings that she has gone around to, spied on people, talked to people, tried to participate in the biodemocracy protests in 2005, the two Crime Think gatherings in Des Moines and Bloomington in 2004 and 2005, respectively. The 2005 Pointless Fest in Philadelphia, the OAS protests in Florida, the G8 in Georgia, 2005 Feral Visions in North Carolina. She attempted to join, apparently, the Pittsburgh Organizing Group. Apparently, she went to meetings prior to the Democratic National Convention. And apparently, she goes by the name Anna Davies. And people, apparently people that have known her during her career have posted pictures of her on the internet, on Portland Indie Media, and told some of their stories about their experiences with her. And if anybody else has met this person, they should contact us so we can put them in contact with the lawyer, because information about this person is going to be crucial, because essentially this the government's whole case relies on this paid informant. And people can contact SAC Prisoner Support by emailing us at sacprisonersupport@riseup.net.
And there's also pictures of her on the internet, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And those are pictures that, as I said, activists that had known her, had met her, were friends with her, or formerly friends with her, had and sent in, and they've been verified by the lawyers to meet her, apparently.
So there's been some talk that she claimed to be like a street medic, and that was her main credential to get into these activist circles. Is that it?
That is one of the things that we've heard from people who have said that they've met her, is that she claimed to be a street medic. And one of the pictures that people have sent in, rather two of the pictures that people have sent in, is of her dressed in the garb of a street medic. And so, that appears to be the case.
So what's the details with her involvement in this Sacramento case? How is she tied to this?
Well, she's supposed to have started traveling with these people sometime in the summer, apparently, and traveling with them, making regular reports to the FBI in person or through text messages on her cell phone or phone calls, also wearing a body wire. Apparently, she rented the house that the FBI paid for, that they all stayed in Dutch Flats, part of Auburn. The FBI paid for the house. It paid for their laptop computers, and they wired their house with listening devices and microphones so that they'd be able to spy on them. And so that has been the nature of her interactions, is constant surveillance and quite possibly, entrapment.
So wasn't they supposedly like talking about like say blowing up a dam or something? Wasn't that it?
That's what the government is alleging. They haven't transcribed any of the body wire tapes or any of the surveillance stuff. So no one knows what was actually said or in what context. But the government is alleging that they had plans to bomb or to blow up a fish hatchery, among other places.
So, like, Derek Jensen talks about blowing up dams in the Northwest all the time, but what's the difference here? Something about a drive to Kmart or something?
We were arrested by an FBI SWAT team outside of a store, where they had allegedly bought household items like bleach and things like that that the government say were being used to make bombs. And so I would say the primary difference is that they had this CS following them around whose career is based on delivering, people who are allegedly criminals to the FBI. I mean, I imagine that it's like any job where if you don't do your job, you don't get paid. Well, and her job is to generate crime or criminals or arrests or, whatever it is they ever do.
So she talked people into going to Kmart to get bleach, and now they're wound up in jail.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the specifics of their interaction is, but I do know that she was with them going to the store to buy things like bleach and stuff like that. And they're in jail, and she's, you know, she's not.
This seems pretty flimsy of a case, considering nothing actually happened. I'm wondering what your thoughts are, if this is more of a move on the FBI's part to intimidate and harass more than, say, lock people up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's definitely, you know, at this time, it's hard to know for sure what the FBI's motivations are. I mean, it appears they are trying to, you know, intimidate and harass people. It appears that they are, you know, trying to send a message, you know, that they're doing the job, they're keeping people safe, they're fighting the war on terrorism, which is supposed to be their new mission. And, you know, I think you really see it in the rhetoric they use in the news. I mean, one interesting thing that happened here is last Thursday there was an indictment issued by the grand jury against these three people that indicted them on one count of conspiracy. And in the indictment, they're not seeking a terrorist enhancement, and they don't mention the ELF at all. But the same day, the U.S. attorney has a press conference saying they're an ELF cell, saying they're committing these crimes on behalf of the ELF, saying that they're terrorists, saying that they're planning to blow up all these different things. And they've made all kinds of allegations of what they plan to blow up, ranging from unnamed banks to cell phone towers to the New York Stock Exchange. And I don't know what truth there is to any of it.
So what kind of support has formed around these three defendants?
Well, we're doing support primarily now for Zachary Jensen and Eric McDavid. We've not heard from Lauren Wiener since our initial conversation with her, where she indicated she wanted support. But we haven't heard from her since then, so we're not sure what she wants at this time. As far as Zachary Jensen and Eric McDavid, they're both asking for people to write them letters and to send them books. Eric is looking for books by Henry Miller and books by Bumia Abu-Jamal and George Jackson. And Zachary is looking for fixed sci-fi books and books by Tom Robbins and personal travel books, not like guidebooks, but, you know, on the road or something like that. And also, one of the big things we're working on right now is trying to raise money to hire Zachary a private attorney, which in a case like this is really, really important. He's had a public defender that he feels has not been representing him adequately, and so we're trying to raise money to hire him a private attorney. And so that's another big thing that they need, is for people, you know, anywhere that they're concerned about this, to have fundraisers, to donate money. And anybody that wants to have a fundraiser to raise Zachary money or to donate, definitely contact us. Again, at sacprisonersupport@riseup.net. We'll need all the help raising funds that we can get, because we need to raise them $25,000 for an attorney.
Do you have some ideas for, say, people in Olympia to do some fundraisers for this effort?
Whatever. You know, I think that there's all kinds of different fundraising options. I mean, and people in Olympia, I think, would know best what they're interested in and what they're capable of. But anything, obviously totally legal. Anything that you can do to help us raise money for Zach would be great. Because he needs it. having a good attorney for him is going to be a really crucial element of, you know, I think whether or not he's able to go free. And so, you know, like I said, he's pled not guilty. They've all pled not guilty. And especially in a political trial, I mean, it is so, defendants are at such a disadvantage. You know, the government is throwing their whole weight against them as far as prosecution and investigation and surveillance, as far as a smear campaign in the media to prejudice, you know, in all the people that potentially could be their jurors. And so, you know, the two most important things we feel like we can do is, one, you know, put the word out there to people to try and help them, you know, stay strong and stay sane, to write them, to send them books, you know, let them know that people are thinking about them, that they care about them and are concerned about what's happening, and also do, you know, whatever you can to help us get him the best legal defense possible. And as far as their information, their addresses, and their guidelines for writing letters, that is all on Portland Indie Media. It's a thing called Support Auburn Arrestees. If you look on that, the Portland Indie Media page, that has all the information you need. And it's also on www.indiebay/Central Valley. It's the center column story. And has their addresses, guidelines for writing, the jail's guidelines for mailing books and things like that.
Do you have the mailing addresses to these defendants, so people can write them letters?
The mailing addresses are, let me just find them. The best, they're pretty long, so it would be great for people to look on the internet, and also because, or to email us, because they're pretty long addresses, and they also, there are guidelines for writing the inmates and also for mailing them books. That are important to read. So if people would like to email us at sacprisonersupport@riseup.net, or check out the alerts that we sent out on portlandindiemedia.org, or IndieBay/Central Valley, that would be great. The other thing that we're asking people to do is that Zachary is vegetarian, and Eric is vegan, and they're both going to get meals that they could eat in jail, which has not been happening. So people could call or write the Sacramento County Jail, you know, politely but firmly requesting that Eric be given vegan meals and Zachary be given vegetarian meals. One of the lawyers is working on it, and we've been having people calling, but, you know, Eric's been living off of fruit for about 17 days, so and all the information to contact the Sacramento County Jail about this, I'll give the phone number first, and the phone number is 916-874-6752. You can also fax them. The fax number is 916-874-8984, and to send them a letter about it, you can send it to Sacramento County Main Jail at 651 I Street, Sacramento, California, 95814. And so those are the main things we're asking people to do. If people in Olympia listening want to help, any of those things would be great. You know, writing them letters, sending them books, pressuring the jail about giving them food that they can eat so that they can eat, or raising money to hire quality defense counsel.
Well, thank you so much, Gary. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I guess just I'll give out our email address one more time. If you have any questions about any of these things, you'd like the mailing guidelines, you'd like to do a fundraiser, or you'd like to be put on our mailing list to get these regular alerts, email us at sacprisonersupport@riseup.net. So that's sacprisonersupport at riseup.net. And thank you for having me on the show.
Great, thank you.
All right, have a good night.